pop culture of the past. Kabuki. 400 years ago, in Japan's capital city, Kyoto, a group of women started dressing up in fantastic costumes to perform strange songs and dance. Spiritual, comic, sexy, and above all, entertaining. Their performances became wildly popular, and crowds of thousands from all social classes gathered to watch in fascination. It was known as kabuki, which can perhaps be translated as strange, innovative theatre. Performances became too raucous and popular, and the government decided to restrain kabuki by banning females from performing. Kabuki became an art for male actors only, but its popularity continued and it formed the basis of a new nationwide pop culture. Kabuki theatres became places to see and be seen. Fashion trends in clothes, music, and beauty proliferated. Plays were written about heroes, gods, adventures, love affairs, sex scandals, and other salacious subjects. The actors became national stars, their lives the subject of news stories and gossip. By the mid-19th century, kabuki had become less popular, but it soon regained its verve and became well known as an example of traditional Japanese culture. After World War II, kabuki became more respectable, although it has never stopped being at the forefront of innovative performance, and many kabuki actors also work in movies and other forms of entertainment. Kabuki has also gone international, with Japanese troops touring the globe and local groups performing in many countries. Kabuki in its wild costumes, avant-garde dance drama, idol culture, worship of beauty, and exciting stories can be seen to be the root of many popular modern-day global Japanese pop cultures, such as cosplay, J-pop, TV drama, and slapstick comedy. In kabuki, you will find a timeless form of drama with eternal appeal and endless fascination.